The following program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening and welcome to Voice of the People. So good to be with you tonight. So Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local grassroots, nonpartisan group seeking tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. I'll be your host tonight, Keith Davey. Welcome to our show. I want to just say hello to the number one producer with Salem Communication Style. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good to have you here. So our sponsors of the show tonight is our own call girl, Connie Manziel. Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
And Brett Kimmel. Brett Kimmel is the owner of Kimmel Cybersecurity in Fairlawn, Ohio. Brett, thank you so much for helping us put the show on tonight and in relation to show sponsors. So our contract is coming to a quick end soon for our original contract date with Salem. And to keep the show on, we need your help. So if you guys out there value our show in this communication mode, please go to our website, go on the donate section, and you'll see how you can donate. But we need your help to stay on the air, especially during this critical time, the next few weeks into July 1st. Okay, so intros. We have Beth, our media relations director. How you doing, Beth?
Hey.
Connie, the call girl and volunteer coordinator. We are a live call-in talk show. So, Connie, give us our call-in numbers, my dear.
The numbers that you can reach us at are 216-901-0983.
No, 0933.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let's do that one more time.
Sorry, I had cataract surgery. I'm
old. No, a young lady like you, I don't believe it.
No way.
216-901-0933.
Very good.
Or 888-677-9673.
As they say in the polka, one more time.
888-677-9673. Just testing you.
Having some fun. Thank you for the test. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Connie. And we have with us Bill tonight, one of the Sons of Thunder and co-leader. How you doing, Bill?
Good. Thank you, Keith.
Owner of Home and Oil for all your oil needs. And Kyle, another Son of Thunder, the Thunder Twins. And Kyle has the events list tonight. So, Kyle, why don't we jump into the events and tell us what we got going on for the month of May.
Thank you, Keith. Boy, do we have a lot. And, Folks, this is the time. It's time to get out there, sign this petition. So, listen tight. Starting tomorrow, May 28th, that's Wednesday tomorrow, 7 o'clock, this is the Rocky River Republicans Group. Out at BW3's, the back room. This is at Westgate Mall, 3011 Westgate Mall. So please join us. We are going to do a short presentation and then have people sign petitions. And again, you do not have to attend the presentation. If you just want to show up for the petition signing, you're welcome to do that. Then the next day, May 29, that's a Thursday, 7 o'clock again. Citizens League with Walton Hills, that's 7595 Walton Road. Again, we're going to do a short presentation and a petition signing. And by the way, forgot to mention Chuck Barchi out of the Rocky River Republicans Club is the club leader there. So, Chuck, thanks for having us.
Good man. Thank you, Chuck.
And the Citizens League Walton Hills Group, we are going to thank Mylon Verzek for letting us attend. And thank you for that, Mylon.
Thank you, Mylon.
Lots of things in June. So starting off with June 7, another Saturday from 12 noon to 3 p.m., Liberty Valley Church out at 9851 Old 8 Road. That's Northfield. That is just a petition signing. So please come out and it'll just take a couple minutes to sign our petition. The next Saturday, June 14, another Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., down in Cambridge, sort of the east central part of Ohio. The Fraternal Order of Eagles Club at 1930 East Wheeling Avenue in Cambridge. Another petition signing opportunity and a short presentation there too. The next Saturday, June 21st, another Saturday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. at the Scranton Road Bible Church. That's on 3095 Scranton Road down in Cleveland. Another petition signing. And last of the month, June 28th, another Saturday, 12 noon to 3 p.m., the Hungarian Reformed Church on 15300 Pyrrhus Avenue in Cleveland. So please come out and sign our petition. I believe these are going to be on our website. Again, our website is reformpropertytax.com. You can check out events. You can click on links to our radio show, our Facebook page, donate for the cause to continue the radio show, to help out with the expenses as we go through this process. And if you're going to be interested in being a circulator, you can start signing up and send in your information to Beth, and she's going to talk about that in just a short while.
Hey, good. Real quick, we just added the Parma rib burn-off, and I'm not sure about the details on that. However, it is at the old Parmatown Mall. So there's going to be there's a Republican booth there that's going to have petition available for signature. So if you're headed out to the Parma rib burn-off, you can sign petitions there at the Republican booth.
Yeah, is that good. June? Yeah, the June, what is it? That first weekend in June, 6th through 8th or something?
Yeah, it's all weekend long.
Yeah, it's a big event, and a lot of great ribs. A lot of people turn out. Yeah, so that'd be a great place to stop. The other thing with the for all you folks that are in like Northern Summit County, this event at Walton Hills on Thursday is very close to you guys. You know, it's close to Bedford, right on the border of Cuyahoga and Summit County. So if you live in Summit County, the Walton Hills event this Thursday will be pretty close to you. So keep a mind on that. And we will eventually, again, we'll have all this posted on our website, all the events and where to go. And let's go to Beth. Beth is going to talk about volunteers and some other stuff. So take it away, Beth. What do you got tonight?
Yeah, real quick, I want to say while we're on events, if anybody has and knows of any events or you're going to be having people sign petitions at a particular place, some people, for example, there's a gentleman that owns a hardware store. I can't for the life of me forget. I think it's Pickaway. I'm going to put that on the bulletin too. I'm going to pin those to the top of the bulletin board so that we have availability for people to, in their areas, to go sign. But in order for people to do that, I need to hear about that. So get a hold of me. You could call us at 216-452-2691. I think it is.
Oh, my God. Everybody's – what is it, another test?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I can't think. It's 216-452-2961. You can give me a call, and I will post those events on our website because we want to keep everything on the bulletin board so people know across the state of Ohio where they can go sign petitions, okay?
Yes, keep in touch. Okay, we've got a call in from Dayton, it looks like. Let's get Kurt. Oh, no. Kurt is not. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Is that all you got right now, Beth?
Well, and of course, you know, if people would like to get involved in this petition signing, by all means, log in to reformpropertytax.com and sign in, put your email address in there and put your name in there. And it'll take a couple days for us to get back to you. But then you can respond to that email that we send, a welcome email. You respond to that. And we'll get back to you with a petition kit, everything you'll need to collect signatures, and you'll be all set, and you'll get helpful hints, and we'll get you all set up.
Helpful hints. Good. Thanks, Beth. Okay, Kurt is ready now. So, Kurt, you're on the air.
Okay. First of all, I do want to sign the petition, and I'm anxious for them to send me information down here in Montgomery County.
Okay.
I've already signed up. Also, I'd like to read a little bit about property rights and individual rights here real quick, if I could.
Sure.
Well, it's not letting me pull it up on my phone. Okay. Anyway, property rights are essential because if you don't have property rights, you you don't have any rights at all.
Right.
All our other rights stem from property rights. And if they can just come and take your home, your entire life, everything you worked for your entire life,
right,
because you didn't play their extortion game, then it's morally wrong. It's indefensible.
I agree.
And it's morally reprehensible.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. No, so we, and so Kurt, no, thank you. So we are going to just give us a couple of days when you hit our website and request petitions. Give us a couple of days. I mean, we are really swamped. Beth is working 24/7 on this, and she hasn't slept since like two Saturdays ago.
That's right. Yeah. Please. Yeah.
So she's getting a little punchy here. but normally she doesn't forget her phone number, but that's okay. So yeah. So give us a couple of days, and Kurt, so glad you called from Dayton. I mean, that's great. We are working on coordinators and contacts in all these different parts of the state to help you out. So just bear with us and give us some time. All right. Remember, we are live call and talk show 216-901-0933. Is that right, Connie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just testing you. we do have a phone ringing here. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to cut these people off since we only have a half hour. Anybody got a quick comment before this next call comes in?
Sure. I'll knock this out real quick. So got an interesting find today. Obviously, we're working this. This is the state of Ohio we're working on here. But would you believe the news story about what we're doing made its way all the way to San Francisco?
Wow.
News station.
Wow. San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, they actually did an article, and then Realtor.com shared the story.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yes.
We're reaching the whole.
So we're, like, yeah.
I like to say, you know, I guess, you know, if we are, well, when we are successful with this, it is going to be a milestone for the entire country, for the follow. So we've got a call from Christine in Medina. Christine, you're on the air.
Hi. My name's Christine from Medina, and I just want to say I love what you guys are doing. I, you know, am a first-time homeowner in Medina County.
Nice.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, my husband and I specifically looked around this area because we wanted to avoid Cuyahoga property taxes.
Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, you're having to pay rent every year.
Yep.
To the government for a property that you paid for and
right.
you own. And so I just think what you guys are doing is wonderful.
Well, thank you
and
so
I
much.
Actually, yeah, I got really curious about whether a property tax is even constitutional.
Ah.
And so I looked it up and I can't remember what website, but it said that Ohio is the only state that has thought about challenging and abolishing property tax.
Wow.
So, and that's kind of what led me to you guys.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. So I know I've been listening to you guys, and I know that you guys were just talking about, you know, how to get involved. So do I just, how do I get involved? Do I just send you guys my email or
yeah,
what do
Beth,
you guys kind of
Beth, could you handle that?
Help in?
Yeah, what you can do is you can sign in to reformpropertytax.com and enter your email, put in your name, and we'll get back to you with a welcome email. You can respond
okay.
to that, and then we can get some information back to you. Yeah,
okay.
So that's the way to get in. And
okay.
So by all means, do that.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Yeah.
Now, you said you're a first-time homebuyer. Now, you don't, and maybe I'm wrong, but you don't sound like a senior citizen. I mean, are you under 65?
Yeah, no. So I'm 40.
Ah.
And, oh, yeah, I definitely understand abolishing property taxes for senior citizens because obviously, you know, a fixed income, you get run out of your home.
Right.
I mean, especially with the most recent reassessment Ohio does every 6 years, some of the counties, they were up 23%. I think it was Euclid was up like 64%.
Oh, no. Anyway,
that is no surprise.
Obscene, criminal.
It has been,
yeah,
the, you
I
know, here's
that,
another.
That'll put someone out of their home.
Right.
Yeah. And here's another thing that's happening. The people that have mortgages and so on, they didn't really pay much attention to their property tax reevaluation when it came through, their property reevaluation. Well, now their escrow account is coming up short. They're getting notices from their mortgage servicer and to make up the shortfall. So people's mortgage payments are going up every month.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so that's just now hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's in to answer your question. I'm not a senior citizen, but this affects everybody.
Right.
It doesn't just affect senior citizens. I mean, you know, I'm a mom, I have two children, and we're a single income household.
Right.
And so, no, we're not exactly on a fixed income, I guess, but, you know, we still have years of income earning potential, but that doesn't really negate the fact that I should be paying on my property every year to the government on something that I legally outright bought. Right.
Agree,
and
absolutely.
I'm being assessed on an unrealized gain.
Right.
I mean, it's
that's the key right there, unrealized gain, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I really think it's so nice to hear, and we need more young people in this movement, Christine. Like you said, you know, young families with kids, you know, you don't have the extra $200 or $300 a month when you're buying diapers and all this stuff. And we need young people like you to, you know, get some petitions, you know, take them to your friends that are your age, your peers, people at your church.
Okay.
And it's so powerful for a young person like you with those two young kids that are in this movement with us. It's really powerful. So and please reach out to more people your age and have them give us a hand. Yeah, Beth.
Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you
for
thank you for your efforts.
Yeah. Well, have a wonderful night, and again, I'll send my email to the website, and I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Christine.
You know, while we're on the topic of on younger people, well, it's people across the board. But
right.
Here's something that we don't talk about much, and I touched on it last week, was renters. I mean, people don't realize that renters pay property tax. You don't
right.
think they pay property tax, but renters pay property tax because every time that property owner's property taxes go up, their rents go up. So that is why we're seeing, you know, higher than ever rents. So everybody's, people have a stake in this fight.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they have a stake in this fight. Unless
yeah.
they're in a building that's had an abatement. We won't get into all that.
Abatement. So the abatement guru, what's going on with abatement? Anything new with abatements?
Don't have much new on that, other than I'm sure they're continuing, that number's continuing to grow as more and more developments continue to pop up throughout the state.
Yeah, well, at the end of my street, my street, a 200 apartment built, 200
right.
apartments
yeah.
split between two buildings right at the end
and
of the street.
And they're probably luxury apartments, right?
No, not exactly, but
no.
Because they've got abatements, they're more affordable,
yeah.
which means $1,800 a month, if you call that affordable.
Oh, that's affordable.
I don't
affordable
know that that's affordable.
Wow. Yeah, and somebody, I was listening to a Akron station today, and somebody must have caught on your information, because they actually brought off the tips and the amount that we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are getting, they're getting the information that there's, you know, all these things that our politicians are doing to, yeah, it's called economic incentives, but it just kills the rest of us, and we're picking up the balance. So people are picking up on this, and, you know, the more that we dig into it and everybody digs into it, they're finding out how really obscene and criminal it is. Okay, we have another call here, and we're running out of time. So we have Dan from Huron. You're on the air, Dan.
Yes, I have a quick question.
Sure.
I'm all in favor. I'm a senior citizen, and I'm all in favor of eliminating property taxes. But how do you think the county and the state are going to come back after us for school district income taxes afterwards? They're certainly not going to just stand by and not have any tax at all on us.
Right,
right. Now, I get stuck an extra 1% based upon my gross income besides
right.
my property taxes.
Right. No, I agree. And you know, again, there are other ways for the schools to fund. And essentially this, Dan, I mean, I'm basically kind of in the same situation you are, okay? my position has been, and we're trying to be very clear with everybody. You know, we are not advocating defunding anything. We're not advocating defunding schools. We know, you know, that schools got to survive and township fire departments. But, you know, our position has always been and continues to be, we don't mind paying our fair share, but just don't do it attached to our property. And that's the main issue. You know, the school districts, according to ORC, do have the ability to levy an income tax. If this goes through, and when it goes through, the state legislatures, and this is what we're telling them, you better get your act together and start passing laws and getting things in place so that the other governmental entities, the fire departments, the libraries, the you name it, also have the same ability to fund through other means besides property tax. Income tax, sales tax, user taxes, a blend of all those. And, you know, there are 22 school districts in Southern Ohio right now, Dan, that actually use a blending of property tax, income tax. And you know, there are other ways to do this. The state already allows it. And quite honestly, you know, the state has had 30 years, the legislatures, to fix this problem, and they haven't done it. And that's why we're going to this total elimination of property tax. But yeah, I agree. And we're in the same position, Dan. But I have always said, you know, I'll pay my fair share, whatever that looks like. Don't attach to my house. And again, then you start drilling into this thing. It's like Vivek or somebody had said, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And there lies the real problem. And once this, we stop feeding the wolf, the wolf's going to have to figure out how to feed itself. And
no, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's
even the county trustees are saying if they don't get their, they don't get their property taxes and all these things that they do for us, they'll be eliminated. Right. So,
well,
I mean,
of course, that's the threat. That's always the threat. But the thing is that it's not going away. These aren't going away. Public schools are paid. Public schools are part of the Ohio Constitution, and it will continue.
Right.
It will just be in a different form.
Right.
That's all. And and trust and believe, it's going to be a lot more. When you spread the pain of what we're paying our property tax bill, but you spread it across the citizenry instead of having just 30 to 35% of people pay contributing towards it, that's going to make a huge difference.
Right. And, you know, you're going to hear all the doom and gloom of the people that are opposed to this because they don't want it to happen.
That's right.
I'm in favor of it. I wish I'd be happy if it was just senior citizens that have been paying property taxes since 1980.
Right, right. So, well, and you know, we gave the state legislature that opportunity. We've been working with them for 2 years, and we've given them opportunities to, you know, give us fix it here, fix it there, and they refuse to do anything, Dan. And that's the problem because you know you get to the point where you almost kind of feel like they really don't care about us, Dan. And the more I feel as a senior citizen, I'm starting to feel that. It's kind of like, well, you know, these people ain't going to be around much longer. They're going to go away. So the heck with them. And I just feel, you know, again, you look at the way they are going to fund the Browns. They came up with that in 2 weeks, $600 million. They can't help seniors at all. And I just don't believe they care about us, Dan. I really don't.
Well,
I understand. Well, thanks for taking my
No, thank you. And you know, we could use some help out there in Huron. So, you know, give us
got
a
call. One. My wife's already going around. She's already got
God
that
bless you,
awesome.
Dan. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Dan. Keep in touch, buddy. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got a minute and a half left. Any final comments from the Peanut Gallery?
Come and see us tomorrow
yes.
in Rocky River
yes.
at BW3 at Westgate Mall, 7 o'clock. And then the next day, Citizens League Walton Hills, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Please come and sign our petition.
Yeah, and keep your eye on the website, reformpropertytax.com, because we will be updating our site periodically with a billboard with all the events so you can go there. So keep your eye on that. reformpropertytax.com, Facebook. What's our Facebook site again, Bill?
Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio.
Yes, Facebook. And Beth, what's your home number again?
We're not giving that out this time. No, no, no.
What's your supposed office number?
The office number is 216-452-2961 if you have any questions. But the best way to get information on this petition drive is to go into reformpropertytax.com, put in your name, put in your email. You'll get a welcome letter within a couple days, and we'll get information to you.
Yeah, and please, just spread the word to everybody you know. This is a grassroots effort. We can do this, folks. We can do this, but we need everybody to help. So thank you all. Thank you all, Roundtable.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Thank you. Lord willing, we'll see you next week.